Hello.
Hi, thanks for calling Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Angelita. I need to advise this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How can I help you, sir?
Hey, this is Gabriel Sito. I was calling to see about a claim.
See about a claim? You've already have claim in?
No, ma'am. No, ma'am. I have never filed an unemployment claim before.
Okay. So you want to file a claim?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay, I'm good. Better eat.
And what's your social security number, sir?
I'm 595-99-9878.
Okay. 595-99-9878.
Correct.
Okay, you never filed before.
No, ma'am.
Okay, and do you have your driver's license ID card available?
I can get it.
What about your are you going direct deposit or benefit card?
Ma'am.
Are you going direct deposit or benefit card to your account?
Probably direct deposit.
Do you have your checking or savings account routing number and account number available?
Yes, I pull that up in just a second. I got my driver's license real
Okay.
quick.
All right.
You need the number?
Yes, what state?
Alabama,
Okay, what's that number?
9676125.
9676125.
That's right.
Alabama. Okay, all right. And you can go ahead and pull that account information up also. Now, what's your first name?
Gabriel,
Spell it.
GABRIEL.
Okay. Spell the way in the Bible. Okay, and what's your middle name?
Todd, TODD.
Okay, just need the initial T. What's the last name?
Cecil, STET, ZEL,
DEL or ZEL?
Z.
Z as in zebra?
Yes.
Okay. And date of birth?
January 15th, 2001.
Okay. And are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, understanding English?
No.
What's your preferred language?
English.
Do you consider yourself as being disabled?
Ma'am.
Did you consider yourself as being disabled?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
What's the highest grade you completed in school?
11th grade.
Okay. All right. And you said Gabriel T. Zitzel, GABRIEL. T and then STETZEL, and your date of birth is December 15th, 2001.
January 15th, 2001.
Oh, January 15th. Okay.
Yes, and everything else sounded correct.
Okay. January 15th, 2001 is date of birth,
Yes,
correct?
ma'am.
All right.
Yes, ma'am.
And you said your highest grade you completed in school is the 11th.
Yes, ma'am.
Did you get a GED?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And what's your mother's maiden name before
Amanda.
marriage?
Brown. Amanda
Brown,
Brown.
before marriage?
Yes,
Okay.
ma'am.
All right. And if you have a if you are approved for benefits, you have the option to receive your payments direct deposit into your checking or savings account or the Alabama Advantage prepaid benefit card. The prepaid benefit card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposits. Which would you prefer?
A
Benefit
direct
card?
deposit.
Okay. Checking or savings?
Checking.
And what's your routing number?
Routing number. 062-00-0080.
All right, and what's the account?
The account number, 200-564-2612.
All right, so the routing number I have 062, and you have four zeros behind the 280. Is that correct?
Hey, say that one more time. I'm sorry.
062, and you have four zeros behind the 280.
Yes.
The account is 200-564-2612. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes, that's okay. Correct.
Security statement. I mean, what's your mailing address?
7616 North State Highway. Nope, my bad. 7616 Judge Loeb Road. Dang it, hold on. 1 second. I just moved. I got to look at my addresses. I just got them totally confused.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, 7616 Judge Loeb Road, Newton, Alabama, 36375.
What Alabama?
Newton.
Newton?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, you said 7616 Judge J-U-D-G-E Low L-O-W Road R-O-A-D.
I think it's a L-O-U.
Just L-O?
L-O-U-G-E, like Low.
Oh, okay.
Kind of weird. Judge Low.
G-E. Okay, all right. 716 Judge J-U-D-G-E Loeb L-O-U-G-E Road R-O-A-D Newton, Alabama 36375. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And is the resident address different from the mailing address or is it the same?
It's the same.
Have your address changed in the last year?
Yes, it has.
And what's your primary phone number?
334-723-9020.
And do you have a secondary number, email address you want to add?
That's it.
Okay. All right. Primary number is 334-723-9023, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Let's see. Lowe's Road, Newton, Alabama.
Wait, you said 334-723-9023? 334-723-9020. Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Is your zip code 36352, then 8907?
I think it's that may be it. I thought it was 36375.
That may 36375.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Because it just popped up, say they recommend 36352.
It may be that. 36375 may be Slocum. So Newton may be 36352.
Okay.
I think it may be 36352.
You think it's 52?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. 36352. Three six three five two. Okay, and the phone number I had, 334-723-9023.
20. The last numbers is 0. 9020. 9020. 9020.
Okay, not a three. Okay. 334-723-9020, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Security statement courses to verify your identity when filing the UC benefits. You'll be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1612 Front Street, 1633 Denton Road, 3987 Thomas Avenue, 5802 East County Road 16. Never been associated.
You said never been associated with those?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Are you asking have which you, one I haven't been?
Have you been associated with either one of those?
No, ma'am. I don't think none of them.
Okay. Which of the following colleges have you attended? You haven't attended college, right?
No, ma'am.
Which of the following cities have you has a current or former association to you? Enterprise, Montgomery, Gaston, or Slocum? None of the above.
Enterprise and Slocum.
Okay, which one last?
What, that I lived at, or
that you had associate with? I just need one. Which one was the last association?
Slocum.
Slocum, okay. Which of the following counties have you ever lived at or been associated with? I mean, lived at our own property? Barra, Alabama, Bibb, Alabama, Geneva, Alabama, Lamar, Alabama, none of the above.
None of the above.
Which of the following phone numbers have you ever been associated with? 334-723-0347, 334-723-5641, 5876-9020. Never been associated. Not familiar.
None.
Okay. Did you file or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employee that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. You worked in another state other than Alabama, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
Can you say that one more again?
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you receive notification that you have a TRA certification dealing with adjustment on wages?
No.
And what's your last day of work?
Ooh, my last day at work. Let me pull up my last check. Okay. October 30th. Yeah, October 30th.
Okay, October 30th, 2022. Okay, so for your out-of-state wages, claimant has indicated receiving military, federal, or out-of-state wages. Advise claimant that these wages will not appear on the first monetary determination they receive. These wages will be requested by our agency. Once we receive the wages, they will be added to the claim, and a second monetary determination with these wages added will be mailed to the claimant. So that's on your out-of-state wages. They're gonna won't be on your first determination, but on your second, they'll mail them to you. Okay, and
Okay.
since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead and be looking up your employer name and phone number and address too. Also, I'm gonna need that in a few minutes. Did you work for yourself, own a business, or your corporate officer for a business?
I worked for a business.
Are you currently working solo on commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No, I don't have no real estate license.
Okay, and you don't work on commission basis, you work on hourly basis, right?
Yes, hourly.
Okay, are you currently ready for attending school or training?
No, I'm not.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for
Well,
all shifts?
no, because what I do is for the last 2 years I started getting on the road, and I'm a welder, so I travel. So we have a slow season. It's about 2 or 3 months, and I didn't know last year I could file unemployment because I guess we're considered I forgot what it was called, a some kind of employee, as needed employee or something. And
Oh.
yes, so I'm fixing to go back on the road probably in January, but
Okay.
once everything picks back up.
Okay. So are you available for all shifts, your normal trade occupation?
I do what now?
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade occupation?
Yeah.
Shifts. Have you applied for or are you receiving pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
I have not.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workman compensation due to work-related injuries?
I have not.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
Up to 1,000 or more.
Okay, I put 99. Won't let me put 1,000. 99, 99. And what is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
Probably 20, because I was making 24, and then yeah.
Okay, all right. And do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No.
Did your employer give you a definite day to return back to work?
No.
Okay. And what's your job description?
Welder slash millwright.
And are you seeking work in your current occupation as a welder?
No.
Millwrights. Okay. So what is it? Welder production, welder cutters, millwrights, welder fitter, welder machine setter? Which one?
It's millwright slash structural welders.
Okay. You say welder slash millwrights. Now, which is millwrights slash welder?
Yeah.
Okay. So it'd just be millwrights.
Millwright and welder.
So are you going to go on a millwrights or welder production, welder cutter, or just millwrights?
We're
I just
on.
need
I'm on
one.
both. Oh, it can only be one.
Yeah, on here, you're the which one is your main one?
Weldon.
Okay. So welder production, correct? And are you seeking work in your current occupation as a welder? Who is your last separate employer?
Airtech Construction.
Airtech Construction.
Yes.
Okay, and what's the phone number for Airtech? Get your address already here. So you perform your work in Alabama and where else?
Out it, they're stationed out in Troy, but we go all over, all the different states, pretty much.
Okay. So how many states have you gone to so far?
Probably about 12, 13
That
different
many
states.
states?
Yes.
Okay. You've done work in every state.
Yes.
And were you getting wages for you were getting your wage, your paycheck was coming from?
Ma'am,
Your paychecks the was coming
where
from.
were they come? Airtech Construction. They were coming out of Troy.
Okay, so Alabama and Troy. You worked in Troy also?
No, that's just where their office is.
Okay, where the office is. Okay. Okay. But you just okay, so what they did, they sent you different places, but you were still getting one paycheck under them, correct?
Yes,
Okay,
that's
okay.
correct.
All right. And what's the city and state you perform most of your work?
And it only have one state.
Yes, we're on here. City and state work was performed. Yeah.
I guess we'll say Alabama since it's a station in
Okay. What
Alabama.
part of Alabama?
Ooh. Can we just say Troy because
Sure.
I don't
Okay.
remember. Yeah, I don't remember which mill we worked at. That
All right.
was at the
And what's the
beginning.
phone number to the AirTech construction?
It is 334-566-7400.
Three, three, four.
334-566-7400.
Okay, 334-566-7400. And you said your last day of work again was?
The 30th of
October.
yes, that's correct.
October 30th. 2022, and what was your start date?
My start date was let's see. I think it was August 2021.
Okay, August 20th, 2021. All right. And have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay at the last day of work, vacation, sick, or holiday pay?
Say that one more time.
Have
I'm
you
sorry.
received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay after your last day of work, vacation, sick, or holiday pay?
No, I have not.
And have you applied for pension? Are you receiving pension from this employer?
Have not.
And this is your last separate employer, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
And why are you no longer working? Quit, discharge, other lack of work, laid off, no work available.
No work available. It's slow season.
Okay, so layoff, no work available. Okay. Do you like to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes.
Okay,
You said
and you
you
can
said
just
was it withheld?
10% for your
Yes.
federal income tax. Yeah. Okay, so you can jot down your PIN number. Temporary PIN number is going to be 7801.
Seven eight oh one. Okay.
All right, 7801 is your temporary PIN number. I'm gonna read your closing statements, and I'll go back and give you your numbers that you need to call on next week. Closing statements, the following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claims requirements effectively. The unemployment claim we just finished also registers you to work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit the Alabama Career Center or log into alabamaworks.alabama.gov/FOSNET to update your online resume. Failure to do so may have interruptions in your benefits. You must be able and available to work, actually seeking full-time work each week that your claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begins on Sunday, unemployment claims uses calendar weeks that ends on Sunday and ends on Saturday. Starts on Sunday and on Saturday. You must file a week of certification either by telephone or internet or to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to complete a week of certification each week could failure to make a complete certification each week could result in loss of benefits. If you choose to file internet, it's www.labor.alabama.gov. If you choose to call, it's 1-800-734-954-4094. Your book certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 o'clock p.m. on Fridays, not on Saturdays. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains the rights and responsibilities on how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instruction list could result in loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about your information, please call the inquiry line at 1-800-361-4524. Mr. Cecil, we have completed your unemployment claim, and the number you're going to call next week, starting next week, is going to be 334.
4094.
All right, that's 334-954-4094. You can go to the website. It's www. That's three W's.
Okay.
Labor.alabama.gov. www.labor.alabama.gov. You can call that number. I'll go to the website to find your week of certification. You'll get started next week, which is the week of the 18th. You're going to call in and report your earnings for this week. You'll have to call in every week to report your earnings for the previous week, okay? So you get started next week, and the earnings that you're going to report for next week is going to be this week, okay?
Okay.
It's the previous week. All right, if you don't receive your booklet in the mail within 7 days, you can reach out to the inquiry line. Or if you're concerned about payments, the inquiry line, the number is 1-800-361-4524.
Okay.
1-800-361-4524. That's the inquiry line. You can reach them Sunday through Thursday, 5 o'clock p.m. or after. All right, so... All right, so they want you to update your online resume. You can go to the Alabama Career Center, or you can go to the website. The web address is alabamaworks.alabama.gov. Alabama Works, one word, with an S on works, .alabama.gov. And you can also find the same website under the labor.alabama.gov website. You go to online services at the top, and it's a drop-down box that says Alabama Works. Also, to get to your claimant portal page, you can go to the labor.alabama.gov also, and you'll see a red box there that says claimant. Right underneath there, you see claimant portal. Click on claimant portal, and it's going to ask you if you want to log in. You log in, then continue with Apple, Google, or Microsoft. You might want to continue with Google, and that's your claimant portal page. But now you might not be able to access it until next week, when you do your first week of certification, okay?
Okay.
All right. Anything else I can help you with?
That'll be all.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for calling Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center, sir, and you have a great day and happy holidays to you and your family.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Thank you.